Okay, we know that there's a rule that kol kavua kemetz al metzah dami. We know that if someone goes into a butcher store, they have 9 kosher, 1 tray, he buys meat. Kol kavua kemetz al metzah dami, that it's 50-50 if it's kosher or tray, if it's a suffix that I saw from there. We also know that called the parish ruva parish, if you find meat in the street, so you go according to Raif. Question is, in a case of kavua, let's say you have 9 butcher stores that sell kosher meat, and the 10th had, on the day that you were buying meat, that 10th butcher store had suffix kosher meat. They had meat, and afterwards they found out that the meat that they had was a suffix kosher. It was questionable if it's kosher then. So the shaila is, what's the shaila now? Now you went into one store and you bought, you don't know which one. So you know if you went into one of the 9 kshayrim, or you went into the one that was a suffix kosher. So one possibility is, it doesn't matter, kol kavua kemetz al metzah dami.
You would be kosher if
you not. No, both 10 would be kosher if
you
were shaila. You have 9 kosher and 1 suffix. Suffix kosher, suffix tray. Okay, that's it, family? Okay, good. So you have 9 kosher and 1 suffix kosher, suffix tray. And you went into one, you don't remember which one you went into. So what should be the din now? So one could argue it's a sex faker. Because, let's say it's kavua kavua kemetz al metzah. It's still a suffix. The suffix, did you go to the kosher? Maybe you went to the one that's bade kosher. And even if you went to the one that's treif, maybe that's a suffix treif. So maybe we should say svek sveika and be makir. Or maybe no, it's xeris hakasa. Kol kavua kemetzah metzah dami. That it doesn't matter if kol kavua kemetzah metzah, it's xeris hakasa, that it's considered a suffix. So, does kol kavua kemetzah metzah, is that kaveh or not?
Even if you say kol kavua kemetzah metzah, it means I don't have a right anymore. I've got 50-50 chance of stopping whether I bought from the track. So, it's stopping whether I bought from the track to contemplate, but it's still stopping.
If you say it the way you said, you're right. What happens if I say. Maybe kol kavua kemetzah metzah is that kol kavua, it's a 50-50 chance if this meat is tray for kosher. I went to a kviyas. And it's not clear if what I bought was kosher or not. So maybe now I should say that kol kavua kemetzah metzah says that 50-50, is this meat kosher, is this meat treif? If that's kol kavua.
I know it's telling the
Well, it's telling the makim to call it kol kavua. When we said kol kavua kemetzah metzah, what does that make? That makes kemetzah metzah that the meat is 50-50 of its kosher or treif, or that makes 50-50 where I went. Didn't the makimis? It didn't the meat. Shark on the meat. That's the whole shaila, is the meat kosher or treif. What's the story?
We want to know where you got it from. That's.
Well, really, you want to know if it's kosher or not. The way to get to it is the way he went.
Even telling the that's telling us whether it's kosher or treif.
Is it telling the makom or the meat?
We're trying to paskin on the meat,
or we're trying to paskin on the where the meat came
from? The question that presents itself is, where did this meat come from?
So how should we work it? We should work it on the makaymis, or we should work it on the meat? Well, we really want to work on the meat because we don't really care where we got it from. It's just a way of figuring it out. And maybe we'll come back to if it's telling the Makinus or the meat. But the Shaila, the main Shaila is this, the Hakira of the Prima Garden, is if you have some other Raya. Let's take as an example of another raya. Some other raya that says it's kosher, does that help By kol kavua kemechta mechzadaz. Or a karev. We know karev is sometimes a raya. What happens if you don't remember which butcher store you went into, but the kosher ones are closer to your house than the treifa ones? So the night kosher one treif, kol kavua kemechta mechza. But karev says that you went to the closer one. Could karev be considered a raya here? The fact that it's closer, so it's most probable that you went to the closer one, does that help you? Or chazaka? Is that three things? Svek, svek, karev, the chazaka. If let's say I have some type of chazaka that's going to pass me, what the chazaka is exactly, we'll figure out the case. I always use the butcher shop. Okay, maybe. Maybe that'll be a chazak. In fact, I always use it. It might be stronger than chazak. But does chazak work by kol kavua? This is the prima gardens chakira. He calls it his chakira, and in kofiur in dina sakseika. So yes, this chakira. If other rai is held by kol kavua, kavachta mechtadam. Help. Okay, I'll give you an example, which is from our sugya. Reb Shimon, when he brings the prima gadim's chakira, he brings a raya from our Taisus. Because our Taisus, Taisus Valakutis, brought, Taisus asked, there's a madiyamar that the Kutis is aser. because every shifcha nitnu bahem. A kutis is also, she might be a shvach, is a miyut shvachais. So Tosis asked, when you go to the house, if someone goes to the house of a kutis to be ma'anisar, why don't we say kol kavu kemechza mechzadami? She may be a shifcha, she may be a gaita. And since he went to her, let's say kol kavu kemechza mechzadami, and he should be part of him paying, because it's a 50% chance she's a shifcha, and a 50% chance that she's a kutis, that I shouldn't say a gaita, because Tais told the kutis is Gary Emes. The 50% chance she's a kutis, which Tais holds is a yid, and 50% that she's a shifcha. Shifcha doesn't get knas for Taisvis. Let's say kol kavua kemechza mechza, and for Taisvis, no. The chazaka the avasa helps her. We don't know if her mother was a shifcha then, but the father was a yid. So, being that the father was a yid, the chazak of the father helps for the daughter. Which is different. We had in the first paragraph, Cheskes Ha'emah HaNilabas. It's a chiddush to say that the father's chazak helps for the daughter. I'm not sure what the svar is, because it's not supik about the father, it's supik about the mother. The shvachas go according to the mother. This chazak that Tosfos says is a funny chazak. But Tosfos holds that there's such a chazak. If you don't know the status of a child, and you don't know the mother, but you know the father was kosher, so the child is kosher. So let's take Taisus' word for it, that there's such a chazak. So Taisus said the chazak, and the father helps with the child. So Reb Shimon, this is the prima gadim shaila. Kol kavua kemechza mechzadami, we're talking about someone who went to the house of this woman to be mizana, which Taisus calls kol kavua kemechza mechza. And we say that the chazak of paskins, that she was a yid. So we see by kol kavua kemechza mechzadami that the chazaka could pass kenais. This is Rav Shimon's raya from our Tosfos to the prima gadim to be paisha to chakira the prima gadim. And Rav Shimon holds this way anyway al pisvara. Tosfos holds that Rav Shimon holds it's mukhrach anyway al pisvara that kol kavua kemechza mechzadami that a chazaka helps. What's a Talmid in Svara? Kol kavua, the chazaka helps. What's Taich kol kavua? Kemechza mechzadami. What does that mean? What are the words? Nine kosher butcher stores, one treif. I went into a store, I don't know into which one. So we said, kol kavua kemechza mechzadami. Halacha is just seen, I look, there's a kosher. That what? That.
Suffolk,
Okay, consider words a little differently though.
Saying that
9
to 1 is
5
to 5.
Saying that 9 to 1 is 5 and 5.
It just deals with the numbers.
Just deals with the numbers. Or, if you say it just deals with the numbers, what should be?
So it just deals with the numbers. So a chazaka or a sechseg or a kubur doesn't have anything to do with the numbers. That's a side point.
And therefore?
It's like a 9 score is a 1 score. So saying, you either took it from this. We look at it as 5 kosher stores and 5 suffix stores. So you don't know where you
are. So you could look at Kol Kavua Kamefta Amefta that's dealing just with the numbers. Or I would say it's dealing just with Rav. That's telling you that when you have a 9 of one and 1 of another, it has a din like there's no Rav, like 5 and 5. Well, that's one way to look at it. Or you could look at it that Kol Kavua is telling you that when it's kavua, it's a suffix. You understand? Kol kavua kemefta amefta, you could phrase it, there's a halacha, kavua is a suffix. Or you could phrase it that there's no raiv. Is it a din in raiv, or is it a din in kavua? If kol kavua kemefta amefta is telling you a din in cases of kavua, all cases of kavua is a suffix. So then no raya helps. It's still a suffix. How many rayas you have? Kol kavua kavua is a suffix. But if you say it's a din in raiv, the kol kavua kamefta amefta is a din that there's no raiv, then that's a din that's unique to raiv. It has nothing to do with anything else. It has to do just with raiv itself. Rav Shimon learns beferish, the kol kavua is a din in raiv. Kol kavua tells you, you think there are 9 kosher butcher stores in one treif? Not true. They're 5 and 5. Even though our eyes see that they're 9 and 1, but halacha considers it like they're 5 kosher and 5 treif. And therefore it's a din in raiv, and being that it's a din in raiv, Reb Shimon holds that it's a that the halacha should be that other raiyas work. The chazaka works, like Artaisis says, or Sfeksveka should work, or Karev should work, whatever it is that it should work.
Why are we saying that 9 and 1 is like 5 and 5?
It didn't arrive.
Isn't it
what?
Isn't it 9 and 1, isn't that telling you something? Why are you saying that it's the same thing as 5 and 5?
Well, Kavua Kamefta Mefta is telling you that even though you have Rive, you have 9 Kasha and 1 Treif, but Halacha looks at it as if you had 5 and 5.
Why are we saying that it's
50-50. It's typical Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says, you know, you think there are 9 butcher stores and 1? There aren't. The Metzius is there are 5 kosher and 5 treif. Right? Reb Shimon does that. With Reb Shimon's lashon, ein kan raiv. That's what kavua is. Ein kan raiv. There's no raiv. That's Reb Shimon's explanation.
You know what I mean? There's no, this raiv that you started off with, this thing. If you have another raiv, you should be able to use that. Right?
Like which other raiv?
The
Sfeksveka should work. According to Rav Shimon holds, Rav Shimon holds that Kol Kavua just says there is no Rav. Everything else, Karav works, everything else works. There's a Reb Chaim that phrases it differently. There's a Reb Chaim that learns not that there is no Rav. That Kol Kavua is a halacha that you don't go bust the Rav. That you can't use the raya in halchanach harayv. If kol kavua is a din that you can't use the raya of raiv, then the prima gadol chakira makes sense. So we declare, if you don't use this raya, what it maybe means you don't use any raya. It's a fine. It's splitting hairs. Reb Shimon learns that kol kavua says there is no raiv. It looks like 9 and 1. It's not. There is no Rav. Reb Chaim teaches it that Kol Kavua Kamechta Amechta is that Ein Hochin Achar HaRav. Ein Hochin Achar HaRaya Shal HaRav. You can't bring a Raya to Kol Kavua. You can't bring a Raya, so then the Prima God that makes sense. If you can't bring Rayas to Kavua, so maybe you can't bring any Raya. Right, Reb Chaim Yisakasha, it's one of his, like a well-known kasha that you can ask somebody on kavua. I think most people who went through yeshiva are familiar that kol kavua kavat zama. It's a dummy and called a parish meruba parish. The kasha, the way Reb Chaim phrased it, is called the parish meruba parish. You find meat in the street, right? So you say that it's you go basarai. So Reb Chaim asked, but what do you mean? You know that this meat came. It was parish from where? From a kviyas. It was parish from a kviyas, and the kviyas is 50-50. So then why are you allowed to eat the meat? I'll put it into better words. If you find meat in the street, according to Reb Shimon, why are you allowed to eat it? If Kol Kavua tells you that there are five kosher butcher stores or five treifas, so then if you find meat in the street, where was it parish from? It came from a butcher store. And if the halacha of Kavua tells you there are five kosher and five treif, so why are you allowed to eat called a parish? It was parish from its kviyas.
But that's not your question.
What?
That's not what you're being done. If you want to be done, is this meat kosher? Your question is not where this meat come from. Your question is this meat kosher? The question is presented to you differently. You're not a question of kviyas. You want to pass down the speech, so you're worried, is this meat kosher?
You're right. One second. Reb Chaim says that if the din, if Kol Kavua is saying that there are five kosher and five treif, and every time you find meat in the street, from where was the parish? It was parish from Makom Kviyus site. And the Kviyus, the Halacha Shinah, is there five and five. Elamai, says Reb Chaim, there are nine kosher and one treif. That didn't change. It's just the din that by Kavua, in Holchin Acharei, you can't bring the Raya of Rav. If it's parish, then you could bring the Raya of Rav. But now, like Reb Shimon says that the mitzvah has changed, that there is no rive, then why could you eat if you find it in the street?
According to Reb Shimon, the same mitzvah, the same zeres hakasid that changed the mitzvah to 5 and 5 to change it back to 9 and 1.
But where do you have that? The din of kol the parish is since kol kavur kemet zamatzadami, so therefore we assume that it's only true b'makom kaviyus, because that's where the zeres hakasid is, and the meila. Any parish goes back to the ordinary din of Rav. It's not as if we have a new Gezeres HaKasav, a new Chayko.
Well, physically speaking, we have non-kosher one trade. You can't argue that. It's only because the Gezeres HaKasav works in a certain scope that we say 5 and 5. And once you remove it from that scope, then the Gezeres HaKasav falls off back to the
theater. If I find meat in the street, assuming I know it came from one of the butcher stores, and the assumption is it did, so then why is the parish? It was parish from a kviyas. Why don't we look at the kviyas?
There's
a kasav is that there is no right. That in the fucking kviyas there is no right.
So
it's not
that case.
But it is that case. This was parish from the kviyas and the place. If you say that there's a kasav is that there are 5 and 5, so then there are 5 and 5.
So the fact that it was parish, then not in the case of this.
You're saying that's the halacha. That's the way the halacha comes down to us.
Could be.
You're not telling me a svari. You're just telling me that's the way Gezeres HaKasav works.
We don't understand.
But isn't it much better according to Reb Chaim? According to Reb Chaim, instead of saying that it's a halacha azah, which you have to say, according to Reb Chaim, it's very svari. There's raiv kosher. There's me a tret. Just by kviyus, you don't go bust a raiv. You not bring raiyas when you buy a makom kviyus. So you don't bring raiyas. Then it's very good. When it's kavua, the halacha is you don't bring the raya. When it's parish, then you could bring the raya. Kodesh Reb Chaim is very glad. Kodesh Reb Shimon, you have to say that's all part of what we learn out of the pasuk. I can't argue with that. If that's part of what you learn out of the pasuk, that's what you learn out of the pasuk. I can't argue. Then I don't push it that way. So what we see is that really the prima gadim sasafik is totally in the entire way you look at Kol Kavua Kemetzam Etzadam. You know, it's a very dakistik chilek. It's a very small chilek, but it makes a big difference. According to Reb Shimon, we say that there's 5 and 5. That's how many stores there are. And according to Reb Chaim, no, we say there's 9 and 1. Just you don't go bus arrive. By Kavua, you can't bring a raya of rive. Man, the Prima Gadim says maybe you can't bring other rayas either. These are two ways to look at the Gezeres HaKasav. Thank you. like the chiluk. I mean, that could take a chiluk. But l'chayre, that's the people of Mishakir. So Rav Shimon certainly learns this way. Rav Shimon is the one who's, I think, who's saying the chiddush. Chaim's way, I think, is more by kavua. You don't go about the right, okay? Chaim and Rav Shimon is saying no. It makes a mitzias that instead of 9 and 1, you have 5 and 5.
Why
is it
kind of
when I find
it in
the
street
is
not still a cool? Because if you don't say that, well,
it had to
compromise those
tools.
It had to compromise
those.
It wasn't
a
mitzvah.
It's right.
So the fact that I find it now, why is it now not
a mitzvah? Now it's parish. Right now the meat is parish. So now I'm investigating what's the status, what is the status of the meat. So right now I'm investigating the status of the meat, so I say that this meat is, right now I'm investigating the status of the meat, so I'm saying that the meat is ripe. Ripe tells me it's kosher. You're going to tell me, but b'makom kaviyusa, you couldn't bring a raya of ripe. So I say, right, in b'makom kaviyusa I can't, but in b'makom parish I could. What's nothing have to do with the other?
Oh, the meaning is it's only a question if you don't say that no ripe exists, or then you can...
You know, it's like I have a din Torah. Someone's my relative. So it can't be, he's not a kosher aid for me. And then somebody else, he goes, he says, hey, this is someone else. So I say, well, it's not fair. For him, he could say, this is not for me. I say, yeah, to you, you're a karev, and he's not a karev, right? So here also, there's a rive. So rive can't say aid this for a kavua. That's what we learn out of the pasuk. But for a parish, rive could say aid this. So Chaim is saying that there is a rive. Just rive is not a good aid this for a kavua, and it's a good aid for a parish.
Good.
You're right on target. Good. This we spoke about this. We spoke. I hope you remember this, Shaila. It was a Chavis Das. We spoke about it, I guess, on Daf Yud Beis, and I'm sure we had it in Sukkim also. We had the Chavis Das. What was the Peledik of Chavis Das? Remember, you have 9 kosher butcher stores and 1 treif, and the treif sells more meat than the 9 kosher put together. Right, the 1 treifa sells more meat every day than the 9 kosher butcher stores put together. So now, if you went into a store and bought that kokovok about some after, that doesn't change. You find meat in the street. So what does logic dictate? Call the parish, Baruva parish. I have 9 kosher stores, 1 treif. The 9 koshers are 9 little guys who sell a small amount. And the 1 big one is some big, I don't know, Walmart sells me. Price for everything, right? So you got this 1 big store, everyone buy, so they sell more tray for meat than the 9 kosher put together. So api svara, what should be? Call the parish, move the parish. As far as it should be. Well, what does svara tell you before we get into... Svara would say more meat. Chavis Das said, no, you go according to Makaitis, you go according to places. So that was the Pella, why do you go according to places? And we had this clear, we call the Machlokes Chavis Das and the Chayei Adam. Do you go according to places or according to meat? What are we misupping in? Where it came from? Or what meat it is? The suffix is the meat kosher trade? Or is the suffix is which store did it come from?
So before, we're trying to figure out the meat, but we don't know that.
So pashtus, you try to figure out the meat. According to Reb Shimon, or we suggested, Reb Shimon holds that Gezeres HaKasav is that it's 50-50. Could be Reb Shimon and the Chavis Das would go together, they're both Chidushim. That the Gezeres HaKasav is that what's 50-50? When Mesupik of the meat is kosher atrei, if it's Gezeres HaKasav, all the meat in town is 50-50. So all the meat in town is 50-50. When it's parish, called the parish Merubah parish, what's your suffix? If something is from which store, then was it Pirish? Which store did it come from? The amount of meat doesn't matter, because Kol Kavua made it 50-50. There is no rye meat. So now you have a subject which store it came from. If you learn Kol Kavua, subject which store it came from, so you have nine kasha, one treif, then the Chavis Das would make sense.
Except for the
back to it. It would be like the Chachmas Adam would be very glad. But it could be that Rav Shimon and the Chavis Das are going with one similar mahal. I'm telling you this all in 2 minutes. Just I don't want to get into Kol Kavua again. It's a line in Taisus, but I can't resist trying to remind you of this clara that we had. Right? This is a Chavis Das. It's not a. It's a clara in the Paiskins. Chavis the Chavis Das and the Chachmas Adam. If you go court, if when you find something in the street, you judge rife stores, you judge rife beat. Judge rife stores, you judge rife beat. That's the shaila. Now, pashtus, you should judge rive meat. Chavis Das said, you should go according to rive stores. That Chavis Das, which seems to be a peller, like Rav Shimon, would work. Because Rav Shimon says that Kol Kavua Kabbalah Samachah tells me it's 50-50. What's 50-50? Well, if you went into a store, your suffix is the meat kosher a treif? If you're being doubted, the meat kosher a treif, so Kol Kavua Kabbalah Samachah. So it could be that the Chavis Das learned, like Rav Shimon, that the meat is 50-50. Kol Kavua is the deal you need in the meat. When it's Parish, so the meat remains 50-50. So the stuff is, where did it come from? Where was it Parish from? So then you have 9 to 1. Let's start off with this also. I don't... I'm asking. It's a lot in one shot. Okay, what's the Iker? The Iker here with Kol Kavua. I'm not going to spend, I think we spent 2-3 days on Kol Kavua earlier. But the Iker is the Chazer and Kol Kavua, again, the Prima God is Chakira. Could you bring other rites? That was easy, that we all have. Reb Shimon's Raya from Tysus is also the Klara Raya from Tysus. It's Tali and Disfara. What is Kol Kavua? Is Kol Kavua a din that every Kavua is a Safik? That every time it's Kavua, a Kol Kavua is a Safik. And Mimela can't bring Rayas. You can't bring other Rayas. You can't bring Rayas. Same with Ian Rayas. Or is Kol Kavua Din that there's no Ray, there's no 9 and 1, there's 5 and 5. Everything is equal. If Shimon learns that there is no Ray, Mimela, that's the din of Kol Kavua. So other Rayas you could bring. Just there is no Ray. Reb Chaim learns, no, Kol Kavua is that you can't bring rice from right. There's a right, you just can't prove it from right. So these three steps are the Iker for the Chakira, the Raya from Taisvis, and then it's probably the two ways of learning Kol Kavua, which appears to be a Maslaik Surah Shimon and Reb Chaim.
When Reb is learning with Chavis Das, if you would have one store that sells kosher meat and treif meat, and you don't know what you got, and then you found it outside the store,
remain 50-50. That's right. You won't go for red meat, which the Chavis Das holds. See, also, you don't look at red meat. He doesn't say this exact case, but if he says it in the case where you have 9 stores and 1 store, and the 1 store sells more meat, it would follow, he would say it in the New York case too. See,
he holds. He says that's only maybe when you have the kindness.
When you have a.
Because
when you have a kindness.
You have a right in the kindness. But here you don't have a right in the kindness. How do we know that
if you have only one butcher store in town,
most of the meat is kosher. You have some trade. You can buy meat outside. It's called
is it?
I don't know. I would have assumed so.
I would have assumed so too. So I would have assumed not like Chavis Das. But once Chavis Das tells us the chiddush, it would seem to be different. Okay, anyway, this is the Kol Kavua, this is the Raya from Taisus. Alright, it's time to start the Gemara. The Chachmas Adam brings the Chavis Das and his Matmi on him. It's hard for me to say a psak when you have a Machlaikis two of the Gedolei Achareinim, but it certainly seems that the Chachmas Adam's Svara is more glad. It's much more smooth to say you go going to write meat. Lamaisa, I don't know, no one would be asking a shayla, you know. It's rare people go to butcher stores and don't remember which butcher store they went to, so. find meat in the street. Most people find meat in the street, they'll throw it out.
You go somewhere where
you're not
usually there.
Mm-hmm.
Go out of town somewhere, so you'll
know where you're going. Go out of town. Most places, mostly trade. It's only Shiloh, really, in Bnei Brak or in possibly Yerushalayim.
Then you have it. You go by me. Send your servant.
If you send someone.
Right. And he doesn't remember where you went.
But there's a gzera. You can't send a guy to buy meat. Because I made a gzera, then I'll be machlof. It's only shach by
fire. You send someone, so you don't know where he went. To be here.
So it could happen. There's no pressure for that.
Send a kid.
Send a kid to the store.
Send
yeah.
someone.
Yeah, no, he's not just trying to say that it could happen. I don't mean that. I mean, it's rare that, Lamaite, it's rare that we find meat. And if we find meat, most of us wouldn't eat. I mean, none of us probably would eat it, especially if it does not package. So. Just thinking, someone once had a Shiloh that he made a butcher order. And they delivered the meat, but he wasn't home, they left it on his stoop. So you have Shiloh, if it's Osir, it's Osir that was left out with nobody watching it. That was a Shiloh. So I don't know. Where do you judge? You go according to Flatbush or according to Brooklyn or according to New York City? I mean, if Flatbush, Rive, butcher stores are kosher. The immediate. On this side of Flatbush Avenue, on this side of Avenue, you know. Right. Could be you go according to all Brooklyn, you know, just Flatbush is not a city, Brooklyn is a city. Although, according to this Prima Gam's Chakira, you go by Sakharov, that was one of his Chakiras. If it has some on him, it's fine. If Shiloh is the one, or some on. Machinami. When I said kosher, because if somebody wants, they could have stolen the meat, they wouldn't switch it for tray. Machinami, Allah said that's kosher. Okay, let's start the Gemara. Hani nareis psulais islu knas ksheres lai. If anybody tries to declare the havamina here, I'll be very surprised. I don't think you might have had this havamina. Havamina, only psulis get a knas ksheres? I don't think so. You might just express it this way. The law yachi kamer elu nalis psulei shei yeshlo k'das abal mazas b'sina v'lakus. It's easy. Next gemara. Nara in k'tana loy. Man tana. Who's the tana that holds nara in k'tana loy? Ravida v'rav remei. So it's an old machlokes. We had it already somewhere else. The tanya. We have a machlokes k'tana mibati emechad. Ashtoy shtei sarai yeshlo mechavei maknas. From birth till we'll call it 12, which is Shteisaris, Yeshla Mecher, Vein Laknas. The father has a right to sell his daughter, but Ein Laknas, she's still a Katana, she's not a Nara. Vishatavi Shteisaris, Vachati Boger, from when she brings Shteisaris, which means she's a Nara. A woman of Shteisaris becomes a Naira, and 6 months later she becomes a Begeris. So if when she brings Shteisaris Ashati Bogar Yesh Laknas Vein Lamecha, the father can't sell her anymore. And it's those 6 months that she gets a Knas. Dibur Emeya. Shiremeya Eimer. Kol Mechim Sheyesh Mecher Ein Knas, Kol Mechim Sheyesh Knas Ein Mecher. Remeya said that this is not, I don't think Remeya means this as an alumnus. He means there's a way of remembering. The way to remember is any age where the father can sell her, she's not entitled to Knas. Any age where where she's entitled to Knas, the father cannot sell her. That's Remeya Shita, which is like our Mishnah. Only Nara gets a Knas. The Chachamim Aymer Ketana Mibas Shalosh Shana V'Yem Echad Ad Sheti Bagi Yesh La Knas. Why not under three? This under three, it's not called a Bia. So from the age of three until 12 and a half, Yesh La Knas, she gets a Knas. Right, there are Knas in Mechalai. I think the father can sell her. Eima Af Knas. So what did Chachamim say? You could have, let's see, you could have Mecher without Knas? Yes, under three, she has Mecher and no Knas. Then from three till 12 and a half, you have both. Until 12, you have... Sorry, until 12, you have both. From 12 to 12 and a half, you could have kenas and not mecher. You have kenas and not mecher. That's the way it works out according to the Chacham. So they say, af kenas means af kenas to b'moke mecher. That you could have a kenas even where the father could sell it.
Didn't it say, okay.
So it's telling you, that even a nara also, it's telling you, I guess, even a nara, he holds that the knas. How do you see from the pasuk? The pasuk. Oh, I think they dash it from the ksiv of nara. It doesn't say the full nara. So they dash it from the ksiv of nara. I don't remember where it says, but okay. Right, at any rate, this is the sheet of the Chacham. The truth is, this Gemara itself is rather simple. There's one clear regarding the din of a. Again, it's a Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Akiva Eiger is big on that stuff, Pesach, so this is Rabbi Akiva Eiger. But the Kivega Clare is, why does the din of a Besula Almana, she was married and she became an Almana, a Grusha, but she's still a Besula. There was no, there never was a Bia. She's still a Besula. So Lagabe Mecher, she's out of her father's Rishus. Lo Yuchal Lamaich Rabbi Big Day Bav. Once the father marries her off, he can't sell her again. Gabi Mecher, she's out. What about Gabi Knas? Does she still get a Knas after, again, she's between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, and she's a Basula, she's a Naira Basula, but she's a Almana, or a Grusha. She was once married. Does being once married, which takes you out of Mecher, does that take you out of Kenas too? So Rabbi Akiva Eiger brings from Tosis Alakutis, he brings a raya that you do get a Kenas. Because one of the cases that Tosis asked from, at the end of the Tosis asked, why doesn't the Mishnah have Alman Alkan Gagol? A bunch of cases. One of the cases Tosis asked, listening mavzer gerushasay mishenisis. Why does the Mishnah say someone who takes back his gerusha after she was married? Because he married her, divorced her. Then she married someone else and she got divorced. This is all before she's 12 and a half, right? And now he wants to remarry her. So Tosis, why does the Mishnah say the case of mavzer gerushasay mishenisis? That's Tosis Kasha. Middle of the Tosis, towards the end of the Tosis. So now Tosis has this kasha, but we see Tosis assumes that there's a knas for gerushas mishenisis. Tosis assumes that a gerusha who's married, as long as she's still a besula, she gets a knas. That's Tosis's assumption. The Rambam says that she doesn't get a knas. Shmoyse Rambam. There's also a Tosis Yontif on Mishnah Gimel of this parak. Tosis Yontif also says that once she's married, she gets no knas. And Tosis Yontif says, what's the raya? The raya is from the first parak. What does he mean? From where in the first parak? Mishnah in the first parak. What ksuba does she get? A besula who was, she's still a besula, but she's divorced. Or she's an almana. He said she only gets a ksuba of 100. So we see that once she's married and she's divorced, so we consider her to be ois besula lagabe the ksuba. So remela, the same thing over here. Once she's married, lagabe this, she becomes ois. There's a Mishnah Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. Besula amana grisha glusim and then a suing, suvas amana.
That's the suing because we don't trust the suing of Tia. This could be
No, after Nisulim. No. Kivek, there's still after Nisulim. Mishan Nisus, Taisa said. Taisa said Nisus. Taisa refers to Nisulim. Mishan Nisus, Taisa said. The Nibble. Right? It's only after Nisulim. After Eris, you'd be right. This Machlaik is after she's fully married. So Memela is after Taisa's Yamtif. It's a Raya. So the Shita that once she's married, Ais Pesula, even if the Mitzvah she's a Pesula, halachically we consider her Ais Pesula. So Rabbi Kiva Eger answers our Taisvis. He says a Balashim, a Tmiya on the Taisvis Yantif. He said there's no Raya from there. Why? Because we had a Taisvis in the first parak that learned, Taisus was on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Why, if you marry a Basula as an Amana, how come you only give her $100 ksuba? Aisha's a Basula. So Taisus said, because the husband doesn't really believe it. You know, he has shidduch information, everyone says nicer things than they're not true. So Taisus says, Afa Gavdei, Diminish Lema, Ele Sayma Chalze, Sabin Lashvachaimim came. Taisa said that the reason you only have to give 100 is because the husband doesn't really believe that she's a besula. So he's not so tefried. So that's why we put him only with a ksuba of 100. So that's over there, which is Tali and the husband. So could we keep the egg of it here? It's Tali and Bezin. Knas is a psak Bezin. Bezin Paskins based on the fact. If there are Adim that say that she's a if the Edim say that she's a psula, best of paskin, that she gets a kanas. What's the difference if the husband believes it or doesn't believe it? On ksuba, that's Tali and the husband believing it. So there we only give 100. But our Mishnah is not Tali and the husband believing it. It's not a ksuba. It's a kanas. It's a psaka bezdin. Bezdin paskin is based on Edim. If Edim say she's a psula, they were with her from the chuppah until the husband died. She was not nebala. So then we trust the Edim and we give. And we paskin that that she's still a basula. So our taisis is l'shitasai from taisis in the first parak. The taisis holds that in the first parak, the only reason we don't consider her a basula is because it's Tali and the husband. So al kapanim, that explains our taisis. Obviously, to explain the Rambam, we'll have to find on your base of aleph people who are she that argues with Taisus. There are sheet there that argue with Taisus, they'll come out like the Rambam. But Taisla Shitasai. So the Gemara Vaita. Vahani b'nei kar knasa ninu amai. Ikri kamba la sili ishi shaharu yilad. You know, we didn't talk about it yet, that ainasu mafata, there are two dini. Someone's manas is there's two punishments. One punishment is he has to pay. There's another punishment that he has to marry her. Which in some cases could be a bigger punishment than having to pay. Depending on who she is. But he's obligated to marry her. Now it's up to her. She's not obligated to marry him. But he's stuck. He's mechuyev v'leisi elish. He has to marry her. So frek the Gemara, in the cases of the psulim and amishna, he can't marry them. Mazeres, Nasina, he's not allowed to marry them. So, am I? Why did I get a knas? Ikri kambal I see a li, sheisha ru'yilai. If it's not rai, so you shouldn't get a knas either. It's all a package deal. So if it's a package deal, that's what the Gemara holds, right? Otherwise it wouldn't be a kasha. It's got to be, it's a package deal. Knas and li see a li, is all one parasha. So the Gemara goes through a few drashas. Amrei shlokish, nara, nara, ha, nara. How do you get three drashas? So Rashi says it's two psukim. One pasuk says Nara, the other pasuk says Hanara. So Nara is one, and then the Hanara, we dash in the word Nara, which is extra, and then the Hey, which is also extra. Three drashes. And Taisus brings Rabbeinu Chanan, we dash in all from one. The ksiv is Nar. So the ksiv, the word itself, plus the kri of Nara, plus the Hanara. However you have it, you have three drashes. Chad l'gufei, chad l'asui chay v'lavin, chad l'asui v'chay krisis. One is Mar B'chayvei Lavim, like who? Like Mamzeres, Nesina, of our Mishnah. So those are the chayvei lavim, mamzeres nesina, and chayvei krisus is achosay, achosavim, achosimay of HaMishnah. So marba all of them. Rapapa amar besula besulas habesula is chayvei gulfei, chayvei lavim, chayvei krisus. Rapapa may tamalai makar shlokish. Well, why isn't he agree where shlokish is Rasha? Homa bayalai l'kadabah. Damar Abayin, now listen to Abayin's chiddush. Ba'aleha umesa patur. I'm going to try to talk about this. Ba'aleha umesa. What does that mean? He's, a man is ma'anis a woman. Who does he owe the money to?
Father.
So he owes the money to the father, and now the girl dies. So he becomes patur. There's a kasuv with a svara, without a svara. We'll talk about this in a minute. So anyway, Abaye darshes that from this pasuk. So he needs it for that. Rish Lakish may tamalay makar papa. Why do Rish Lakish lo makar papa from where? From besula besulas habsulais. How Abaye lo makar shav at the time. Kasi vishko kamayar besulas. She is that kamayar besulas. Kamayar besulas kaze. When makish einis to mafata, mafata to einis, that they pay the same amount. So Rish Lakish tamim by like Abaye, Rav Papa nam by like Zereshava. What we've just done is taken two out of psukim out of, you can't use it for chayv elav and chayv krisis. You need it for the drush of Abaye and Rav Papa. Ela shita kroik sivi. They are total of six limudim. Nara, nara, ha, nara, besula, besulas, ha, besulas. Tre legufaya. So one, we need each place legufe. You're left with four drushes. Chad labaye, chad Zereshava. You're left with two. Yes, like tre, chad Zereshava. Chad lasi, chayv elav, chad sivi, chayv krisis. Good. So the drasha, I think, is clear. I don't think there's much to clear in the drasha. The question I'd like to deal with is this gezeres hakasuv, that if she dies, the father doesn't get the knas. And I should just tell you, this is all if she dies before the din taira. If she dies after the din taira, Bezin already paskind that he gets the 50, her dying is not going to change it. Not only that, the Rambam says, even if she dies after the Din Torah started, once the Din Torah gets underway, then it's already mamonis. This is all if she dies before. The din that a father gets the knas of his daughter, this halacha, there's a Reb Chaim who clears how it works. How does it work that a father gets the knas of the daughter? The truth is, although the Reb Chaim is talking about knas, we have the same klar with any shvach nureh l'aviyah. Anytime a woman earns money, it goes to the father. Katana earns money, it goes to the father. What's the klar? What are the two ways to learn? Two ways to learn. A woman goes to work, she earns money, goes to the father. A woman is nanas, she gets paid, goes to the father. So you could learn. Okay, very good. But this is the klar. This is Reb Chaim's klar, which is well known already. Everyone brings it. All the Rashidas talk about it. How does it work? Is it that the money goes to her? And from her it goes to the father. There's a din that whatever she earns goes to the father. So let's say she works. She gets paid. And as soon as she gets paid, it goes to the father. So the money goes to her and from her to the father. Or do we say, no, she's like her father's eved. She's like her father's extension of her father's hand. The money is owed straight to the father. Two ways to learn.
But the eved is also clever.
By eved, not by eved knani. Maybe eved ivri. Okay. There he has, he's his own person. The shaila is how does the for our purposes knas. I'm telling you this is true by everything. We're talking here today about knas. How does knas go? Does it go to the daughter and from the daughter to the father, or does it go straight to the father? The father's a right to whatever the daughter earns and also whatever money comes in. So Reb Chaim in the Grach al Rambam, Perek Beis of Hilchas Naira, he's titled in a machlokes, an interesting machlokes, the Rambam and the Raijit. The Rambam says, what happens if a woman is teveya a man to bezin and says, "You want to honest me? You owe me money." He's teveya, they're raising there, he was by alar. She says, "You want to honest me? You owe me 50 shkol." He says, "I wasn't honest you. You agreed. I was mafat to you. It was pitoy. What's the difference? He has to pay a knas anyway. The difference is if he has to pay tsar. When a man is mad at a woman, he pays a knas. He also pays baishas, pagam. We'll learn about that. When he's mad at her, he also has to pay tsar. Just like if you punch someone, you have to pay for that tsar. If you're mad at a woman, you also have to pay for a tsar. It's also a hezek. However, if you're mafata, she agrees. The assumption is that there is no tsar. If a woman is masking to a tiznus, so we assume there is no tsar. So even though she's a katana, but if she agreed, certainly she's an ara, if she agreed, there's no tsar. So here they get into an argument. She says, "No, you're manis. I'm entitled to tsar." He says, "No, it was pitoy. And I'm not going to give you any tsar. I'm not going to give you money for tsar." So to Rambam, he's a maida b'miktas, and he has to swear. He's being made of a mitzvah. She's tevaya him knas baishes pagam and tzar. He says, "I taka, oh, you knas baishes pagam. I don't know you tzar." So the rabbi says it's a made of a mitzvah. He has to swear. Good. It's a very simple thing.
Are we talking
about right? Edom? What? Have to be edom. Well, to pay knas, you have to be edom. Made of knas is potter, but the rabbi's not getting into that. We're talking now about the baishes of pagam. Which Sarah's mom, and then therefore you have to pay the mom. Okay, the assumption is that well, every maida makes us as a migo of kaifar kal. We don't part it because of that, really. Because the person doesn't have the chutzpah to deny. Ram? No. Ram says it's all. If I hit someone, I have to be nezek tzar baishas ribui, and it's all on chiyah. It's to compensate for the hezek. It's just different ways. The Rambam says the might of mixes. The Ravid says, "What do you mean? To be a might of mixes, the teveya has to be a bari. The teveya has to be a bari to be a might of mixes. I have to know that you owe me money. I can't say maybe." So he says, this is not a case of a maid of a mixus. In this case, where was there a maybe?
Well, if it's the father who's getting the money.
So Reb Chaim learns, he says this is Chatnikas of Mishnah there, that the Ravid learns the father is the Teveya. The money is owed to the father. So the father's the Teveya, he's not a bar, he doesn't know what happened. So the father's the Teveya, so then what? then it's, there's no mind of inexcess. It's a rivet sheet. The Rambam learns that the ish is the teveya. The money goes to the father, goes to the woman, from the woman to the father. But the ish is the teveya. Since she's the teveya, she is a bari. So since she's a bari, so therefore it is a din of a mind of inexcess. So we have two ways to learn the way knas works. There are other nafkaminas. I'm sure we'll come back to it. But there's nafkamina. How to learn this? Because there's a kasa. Baal lehu mesa pater. If she dies, you're pater. Now, if you learn like the Rambam, it's pashit your pater. If you learn like the Rambam, it's pashit. Baal lehu mesa patura. Because there's no teva anymore. According to the Ravid, it's a bigger chiddush. So according to the Ravid, what is she? She's just the she was just the person that it happened to. The money is owed to the father. According to the Rambam, the chiddush would just be that no one yarshins the right. You would think that, according to the Rambam, she's entitled to the money. You would think if she dies, someone should yarshin her rights. So because there's a cause that no one yarshins. That's the Rambam alone. According to the Ravid, why should her death affect? It says, is this a question without a svara? Why should her death affect what the father has a right to? Well, what does her death have to do with it? When it arrives, you have to learn because there's a cost of attack. It doesn't fit into the way it works. Kaponim, this is a machlokes Rambam. Arrive at the two ways to learn. Tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll get into Shimon HaTeimoni and Shimon Ben Manasseh.